Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, look this back, I'm down in this. You say with my boobie, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westy world with my face stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you spit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down. Be humble,
bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble,
bitch,
sit down.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Code. I am your host tonight, Keisha Taylor. I have Ron on the line with me. Amaj is somewhere riding the friendly skies. Hey, Ron. What's that for? She is riding the friendly skies somewhere.
Yeah.
She is. I don't think her her plane don't leave till like 11:50 or something like that. Don't do that, Ron. Don't do that. We just got here. Okay, yeah. Let me just put the disclaimer out there. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. Some of us partake of in the cannabis, some of us don't. So you will hear a lot tonight. Tonight we are talking about venting sessions. What has this week been like for you? There's been a lot of craziness in the world this week. There's been a lot of craziness today.
There has been craziness all around us.
Yes. Yes.
Craziness to the left of me. Craziness to the right of me.
Yes.
Going through crazy right now via text. But I'm not going to talk about crazy on air. No, I'm not going to do that. That I'm not going to do. Oh. Craziness to the left of me. Oh. Craziness to the right of me.
All right. Yeah, it has been...
And some of us are going to partake in things right to make the pain go away.
Hey, listen, this week has been a doozy. It has been a doozy. For everyone that's possibly could have been living under a rock today we lost Prince, Prince and that person over there in England. But more importantly, we lost, I wouldn't even know how to describe. Like, I wouldn't even know what to say. For me personally, a dad, an uncle, a cousin, that real cool as shit cousin, like, DMX lost his life today, and it's crazy, absolutely crazy. 50 years old, like I still can hear his songs, like I you know what I mean, like it's just
that's because they're playing.
I still can't wrap my head around it. I've been hearing it for a while, especially like these last couple of days and stuff, even prior to me finding out about him being in the hospital. There's like a couple of songs when I really am having a tough week that I kind of go back and listen
to. The fuck you want from a nigga?
that is one of them. That's the line right there.
The fuck you want from a nigga?
That's the line right there. Especially if it's a doozy of a week. That's why just
how it's going down. For real, how it's going down, Shirley. What kind of games are being played?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, he can talk his shit to you, you know what I'm saying, and still have that same feeling.
Yes, yes.
One from another.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. It's just so crazy. Like, I remember going to go get his first album at the record store. I remember going to go buy that CD. And I remember standing outside for, like, at least 2 hours waiting to get that CD. I think I had all of them. Yeah, I did. I had all of them.
Mm.
And I always wanted to go see him in person, but I never got the chance. Either he was, wherever he was, I wasn't able to go. Like, when he was having concerts in the city, I feel like I always wanted to go, but my mom was like, yeah, you're a little too young for that. And then when I got older enough to, like, actually.
Go ahead. When you got older.
When I got old enough to actually go see him, he was doing, like, he was on tour, so he was doing, like, festivals everywhere else. And I was like, God damn it, I can't get to that. Like, I can't go there.
When he first came out, I remember him coming out. And I was the biggest DMX fan. You know what I'm saying?
He had to grow on you.
I was one that I wanted more than one cadence in my artist. And he was consistent with that cadence. And I'm like, all right, so you got to give me something else. Now, I mean, you know, hit me with so many lefts. I'm wondering if your right hand even worked. You know what I mean? And, but that left was just so consistent.
It was just showing up.
And then when he got to the middle of that second album, and then he hit you with the, you know what I'm saying, the joint with Faith. You know what I'm saying? And then he hit you with the joint with, you know what I'm saying, with Cisco. You know what I'm saying? A little, you know what I'm saying? Once he got out of the.
All right.
Now he got a little, you know what I'm saying? Then he did the motherfucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yo, when that nigga did the fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, nigga, I was done.
Listen. That's it. There's no other Christmas carol. That's it.
Nigga.
That's the Christmas carol. That's it.
Nigga.
That's it. It's nothing. It's what else? Who else? No. That's the Christmas carol. That's it. It took me a while to get used to it. Like, I'm not saying, like, I was his biggest fan, like, when I first heard him. Because I was really, like, I saw him before I heard him. Like, I remember seeing the video, and I was like, is that blood? Like, what? Okay, I'm going to circle back to that. But then as I started listening, I was like, wow. You know what always got me with him? His album, The Prayers. The Prayers in his album always got me. I could listen to those back to back to back. I could just put those on repeat, every last one of them. And when he came out with Fallen, like, when he really talked about his life, it was like, wow. Like, wow. That was like, he talked about it a little, but, like, it was very, very personal. And I know that that was personal for a lot of people. That, you know, like, that was kind of like their story for a lot of people. It's just a tough loss. Like, I mean, it's not gonna get talked about, like, all the good that he did and everything else. Like, they're gonna smear him and talk about, you know, his past and his drug use and everything else. But he did a lot of good for a lot of people with just his presence and his words. So those are the things I hold with him. I remember, like, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood got me through high school. Like, literally got me through high school. I think that was literally the only thing I was listening to in high school was that. Just back to back to back to back. I remember getting in trouble because I actually
nigga,
cut school.
Did I just have you on hold all that time?
You sure enough
nigga.
Did. I remember.
I'm up here bumping my gums. I ain't even hear shit you said. What you said? I'm sorry. I'm fucking up.
Yeah, you are. What I was saying was that I remember, like, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood got me through high school. Like, that was the only thing I was listening to. That was it.
I know. I mean, when you look at it, you look at certain things in this culture that just, he was buying part of it, belly.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, part of it. You know what I'm saying? Rockefeller Rough Rider Tour. Boom, right in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? We think of people who we've lost. We lost him, but we also Aaliyah. Oh, don't forget about Romeo Must Die. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like this dude is in two platinum albums in 1 year. Boom, Def Jam. Boom. You know what I'm saying? He in the middle of all this, like, yes, back in the, what they call the golden era, Cass was talking about, you know what I'm saying, 5%ers. And other than that, it was very few rappers talking about religion. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
he leaned into his God. You know what I'm saying? And he leaned into his devil. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, just things like that, man. It's, I mean, you can't, how can you hate that?
Yeah.
Definitely salute to the soldier.
I know that there are quite a few people that, you know, really, really looked up to him. And, like, I remember having an ex-boyfriend of mine, like, ginormous DMX fan. Like, every single article, every single magazine cover, every single album cover, that's all that was in his room. All that was in his room. Like, I mean, like, the Source, everything, just all in his room. And he spoke for a lot of people that were kind of in that situation that didn't really have anyone, that really didn't just, you know, have anyone to really voice their opinions. Uh-oh, is this Medisa? Let me see if that's Medisa. Hold on, let me see. Is it gonna let me? Hey, Medisa!
I was just about to hang up and go back to sleep. I'm like, okay, now, listen here. I got to work tomorrow.
No.
You are about to do a motherfucking thing, but wait for her to bring
you on in
here.
No.
Oh, wow.
I got to work tomorrow. I'm going to bed. Back to bed.
You ain't got no job, Tommy.
Oh, no.
How y'all doing?
She just got here, Ryan.
Hey,
you not
girlfriend.
Even going to say hi?
Hey, boyfriend, what's happening? How y'all doing?
Oh, you said
tonight?
That real stink. Ew.
Nah, ew. You don't like it, ew. You was just talking crazy to me.
I talk crazy to everybody. That's how you know I love you. If
mouth.
I don't talk crazy to you, then I don't fuck with you.
Okay, Ike. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead, Ike Turner.
Y'all like y'all don't know.
But no, how you guys doing? Happy Friday. Sad day. Such a sad day.
Yeah.
We're here.
Shit, every day I wake up is a good day. We all need to feel the same.
It is a good day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A hard lost day, should I say. Yeah, it's definitely any day, every day that you wake up and you still got the activity of your limbs, and you're still breathing on your own and doing things for yourself and got somewhere to lay your
especially
head.
Especially when you're breathing in this good
belly.
Shit I'm breathing in, baby.
What you want?
I got some cookies.
Oh, that's what we just had. Cookies Estrella. Me on that Bruce Banner.
I got cookies
time.
And yak. How about that? Some innocent nibble.
Oh, okay. Look at you. Okay, but
now
anyway, let's get back
them,
to the positive
no.
conversation.
Yeah.
Let's not be okay. moving right now. We can say that for later. Yeah. But I was listening to you. I was feeling everything that you was y'all was saying. Especially, you know, what you were just saying, Taylor. Like, it's just one of those things where, you know, the loss is great, you know, because, you know, of that impact and that realness, you know, that rawness, like, that some people are afraid to show, you know, that man lives in his truth, right?
Yeah.
So he lives in his truth.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, it's like, okay, so what? I don't give a fuck what you got to say about me or what you think about what I do. This is my truth. This is what I'm living. This is my life. So let me do what I need to do. You know. You
yeah,
have,
I hear you,
have
but
to
no.
Like or agree with it.
No, but no, but no.
What I love to okay, go ahead.
Yes, you can live your life, and it may open up certain doors to you being real or being creative. But in the long run, I don't think anyone can disagree that if he changed his life, he would have lived longer.
I mean, of course, everybody, I mean, like, you think about it, it's all sorts of people, you know what I'm saying, that could change their life and live longer. It's shit that we have done already. Then we have has decreased our life cycle, and we don't even know it yet because we haven't aged
mm-hmm.
enough to know it. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, that's
but
just the way it is.
My point in saying that is, I'm sure he may have had some people like this, and even us. There's certain things that we do that is hurting us, right? And if I continue
mm-hmm.
to do those things, I would assume that somebody in my circle would say something to me. You know what I mean? So, yes, let him
mm-hmm.
live his life, live in his in his truth. But when
but
you live in your truth, you also live
no
in
more.
Your lie.
True. I mean, I ain't
know
just,
what I'm,
saying? I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is you got to think. Is we in a whole different generation of people. You know what I'm saying? People don't even have people's definition of loyalty is trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that are acceptable, you know what I mean, morally, especially, you know, there's certain things that we just know that you're not going to do. But this generation, this new age, you know, mindset of people is that, I don't owe you shit. I got to live my best life because I only live one. And they don't, you know, there's a lot of people who don't care who they burn in the process. You know what I mean? So, It's just one of those things, you know what I mean? Like, it's unfortunate, you know what I mean? It really is. But
I feel,
you know,
like he wasn't the type that had the yes men around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everyone tried to help the best that they could.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough.
And the person got to want
it
too. And he didn't want it on some level. You got to want it on some level. Like, I can say all day long that I want to lose weight, but if I motherfucking keep stuffing my cheeks with motherfucking ho-hos and ding-dongs and chips and cookies and shit, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to lose any weight. I'm going to just continue to gain weight. You know what I mean? That's delusional. You know what I mean? Like, so you got to want it. Like, when a person decides they want something, there's nothing, no craving, no situation, no circumstance, you know what I'm saying, that's going to stop them from obtaining that thing that they want. Because they made their mind up that this is what they want and this is how they're going to do it. And they want it bad enough. And nothing can stop it. So that's all
right.
Can
I,
had,
while can,
he
can I
have
take
yes,
a step to the left?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to walk with me, and this is strictly
okay.
philosophical.
Okay.
then if what you say is true, that if a person, they mind to something, you can't stop them from doing it, then what if it is in my mind to make you lose 15 pounds, whether you want to or not? Then if I put my mind to it, then I can make you do it then, correct? If what you said is true.
You put your mind to make me do something?
Yeah.
No, because you can't control me. I control myself.
I actually can. I could.
You can't. You could not.
I could.
You cannot. The only thing you can do is influence me. You can't control me. It's still my will. My will don't yield just because you got it in your mind that you can change something.
Right. You are totally looking at things from your perspective. You don't realize that it is possible, also possible, for me to go get a Winnebago. Possible to drive that Winnebago right there to where you at. It is also possible to kidnap your ass and tie you up and throw you in that Winnebago. It is also possible to then drive that Winnebago back fucking here.
feed
you nothing but give you water. It is very possible. People will kidnap
that
very all the time.
Serial killerish. I think there's
saying.
A plot. Taylor, if I go, it's just, you know where I'm at.
I hate that.
Don't put
and that's
me on,
why I
don't
said
put
I'm going to take a step to the left.
Just in the FBI.
Sometimes you have to throw a little extreme out there that is very possible extreme. But, you know what I'm saying, it's like, I say all that to say, I know somebody back in the day that the lady he was with, she was on Sherm. So what he did, at PCP, for those who don't know. So what he did.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, I'm not old enough to know what that is. What is that?
Oh, dang, you are a youngster. Yeah. PCP.
Right. So he tied
the
chain
was
around
it,
her ankle,
was in a chicken coop.
And then the other end of the chain, he tied it to the radiator in their apartment. Okay, and he tied her to that chain until that shit came out of her system. Because he loved this woman, and he wanted to make this his wife. But he didn't. He couldn't have her on that shit no more. And if she got out this house while it was still in her system, she would go get some more. I know that this is real life shit that I'm talking about. I'm not making nothing up. So I know that if you want to do something, I can make you do something. Now, the fucked up part, here go the fucked up part. They end up getting married. He moved up, you know what I'm saying, to Mount Vernon, you know what I'm saying? They got a nice little house.
Went
he
back
died.
To being a crackhead.
He died, and she started using again. So and that's the
she didn't
end.
Want it herself.
Exactly. And once he
so
was
she...
gone, the impetus was gone. You know what I'm saying? So I
but
get it that if you don't want it, you won't keep it. I get that part. You know what I'm saying? Like, so once you get free, you go back home and you go, you know what I'm saying, put some ho-hos back in your mouth again and gain the weight back. All right. I get it. It can come back. But I can still do it. You see what I'm saying? All right, I'm done my psycho talk. I'm sorry, I can get it.
No, you're actually making perfect sense. I get what you're saying. Like I was saying, I don't think he had a bunch of yes men around him, like most celebrities, but I do feel like everybody wanted the best for him, but you know, he just couldn't shake it. You know, he couldn't shake that thing. And it's just unfortunate because he still had so much left to do in the world. And there were so many people that were looking up to him. And what I loved about it was like, even though he had a struggle, he was very honest about the struggle. He was very honest about it. He never, like, if you asked him, he would tell you, you know, it's hard. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, I fight every day. And he would tell you. Whereas though you have other celebrities that just are in denial about it. or they just lie about it.
Yeah, and then you find out because something horrific happens to them. You know what I mean? And it's you're like, oh, my God, she was doing or he was doing X, Y, Z, you know. Like, if, like for instance, how I think about how with New Edition, how when, everyone knew that Bobby had the drug issues, but then nobody know that old Brown Ricky Bell had drug issues either. We didn't know nothing about that. Like, they didn't tell us nothing about that. We never saw that in the news, right? But we always seen Bobby. So it's just that type of situation. You know, some people, they just put it out, you know, it's like, this is who you are. This is what you do. So.
And motherfuckers always have their own spin on shit and their own narrative of what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I have my own spin to it, my own narrative, and we all do. You know what I'm saying? It's our own perspective on the way we see shit, and I get it. But when somebody can come to cut through those perspectives, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's black or white. Either you fuck with them or you don't.
Yeah.
And he seemed like one of them kind of people. You know what I mean? Either you fuck with them or you don't.
Right.
And
yeah.
Ain't no,
what you gonna get?
Like him.
This is what you gonna get. It ain't
I'm gonna give you what I got. Either you love it or you don't, and it is what it is. Fuck you.
Yep. Straight up.
And he just really reminded me of someone's father, someone's uncle, someone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, any time I saw him, I saw an interview with him, I read an article about him, I always had that feeling of, I understand some things I don't understand. And it always felt like he was family. And not in the sense where, you know how people have family and that one particular person can't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It was family in the sense that it's that father, that uncle, that cousin that's like, listen, I did this. This is what happened. Don't you do it.
That one cousin that ain't been to prison and ain't afraid to tell nobody. Yeah, I've been to prison,
and,
you know.
And here's what you do to not go there.
Right.
And I want you to
know
why
I got a record. When that nigga came home from rehab looking like, you know what I'm saying, the letter Q, I was like, yo, that nigga got all kind of weight on him now. That nigga definitely reminded me of my crackhead uncle then.
Wow,
the nigga reminded me of, I'm saying, though, nice and fucking robust, rotund, round, whatever all words you want to use.
Funny.
The
I'm just saying, the nigga was, you know what I'm saying, very circular when he came out of rehab. I'm just saying.
Circular. He was very circular. You stupid.
But I'm saying, when I see him like that, he did remind me of my uncle, because my uncle was fat as shit when he came out of rehab,
Everybody got somebody like that in their family.
Uncle X.
That's exactly who he was. A whole generation. He was everybody's uncle.
For real. He raised a lot of motherfuckers. He definitely did.
He showed up there.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here. Some motherfuckers is so nice that everybody want to be like them. You got the little Wayne's. You got the GTs. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers is so nice that nobody don't want to be like them.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was just about to say. There's a lot of people that's going to learn stuff from him and become better because of his mistakes.
Some motherfuckers can't be duplicated.
No. You're not doing another bus. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's just not.
know what I'm saying? You see these cats come out like, oh, he the next such and such. He the next such. You ain't never heard the next DMX.
No. That's facts.
Know what I'm saying? You ain't go ahead neither.
No.
Well, now you might hear since he dead, they want somebody to be him. Know what I'm saying? But you ain't, know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody. Who the fuck is DMX? If anything, they were saying Ja Rule sounded like him when he first came out. You like the holla.
Yeah, he was real gritty like that. But then after 50 Cent came along, then that was the end of Ja Rule career. So we don't even.
Ja Rule started singing, and then 50 took the singing, and Ja Rule was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna make festivals."
Okay.
Not make festivals, but make fake festivals at that.
FF. I'm gonna make FF.
That's what he did. That's exactly what he did.
He made a what?
You know.
Oh, you didn't know he was a part of the fire. Do you remember the fire festival?
In the Bahamas.
Okay, so a couple years ago, it was supposed to be this thing was huge. It was supposed to be the fire festival, right? It was supposed to be a whole weekend. It was supposed to be like a Coachella and Woodstock on 100,000. Beautiful women, expensive food on the beach. It was supposed to be like this
in
big
the Bahamas.
Old thing.
Is it the one where they end up having like ham sandwiches or something?
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, I heard about that. Yeah,
Ja Rule was a part of that because they brought him in to for the money.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
I told
so Ja
you
Rule,
that. Yeah, they was like they paid like thousands of dollars and they ended up with a ham sandwich in the bag. It was something. I don't know if that was exactly
in
what it was, but it was something.
Shit.
It was something similar to that.
So like they had. So they had like tents and stuff. It was supposed to be like, all these luxury housing and things like that.
It was supposed to be like they described it as like bungalows.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Cabanas. Okay, little island hut type thing. Okay.
Yeah, the shit
was
I
remember that. That's funny, but that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
it is what it is. That was around the time where everybody was trying to be an influencer. So it was like around that time, everybody, you know, this was when the social media influencers. So all they had to do was plant a little seed, and everybody was like, oh my God, yeah, I'm going. They got models to go down to the Bahamas and take pictures. Like they really was going to be there and shit.
Damn. Yeah, I heard about that. I can't remember what I
was watching. Yeah, it's like two or three different documentaries about that shit.
I know I was watching it on a show, and I just can't remember what show it was.
That's because you old.
No, I'm not. Lies you tell.
Yeah, but
you know the worst part.
I can't imagine them saying someone's going to be the next. Like it's just not going to happen.
There's nobody, not even on the radar.
No, not at all.
Like the only reason it's another old dirty bastard is because it's his son, Young Dirty Bastard, and he still ain't old dirty bastard.
It's a Young Dirty Bastard?
Yeah, his son.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oops. I didn't know that.
You ain't seen the Ghostface and the Raekwon versus?
No, I was at work.
Did you see
the Brothers in the Earth, Wind & Fire one? That was too long. I couldn't.
I started watching it, but then things got different at my house, so I never got to finish my viewing.
Oh, shit. She started living out the motherfucking song. They start making love in between the sheets and body-ya, 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 body-ya.
I want to groove with you.
It got real different at my house.
They were shaking the earth, you know what I'm saying? They finished the wind and the fire.
You stupid. Stupid.
Oh, fuck. She said shit got different in here. What the fuck that mean?
Well, I mean, we was listening to it, and then after a while, we wasn't listening no more. And
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. Shit got real.
Yeah. You so silly. But yeah, that was definitely not to switch it totally, but that was definitely a very interesting versus.
It was.
I was like, I like that shit. That's why you seen after that. I started fucking with my the Whispers, nigga. Nigga, the Whispers. What the fuck y'all know about the Whispers? Exactly. Niggas whispering.
Yeah, I you know what it is? I know songs. I don't know who's singing them. That's my problem.
Yeah, nigga. Cause
I can hear a song and what happened?
This is 22, nigga. You probably heard it when your babysitter was sneaking her boyfriend in the back. You might have heard some of that. You don't know nothing about this, youngin.
Yeah, I know there were certain songs that, like, when my parents played, it was like, oh, it's bedtime. Like, I cut that TV right on off and went right on in my room. That was it.
I hear that. Discipline. Mommy,
or if
daddy
I was
want to
in
do
my
some grown
room,
things. Take your ass to bed.
Or if I was in my room and I heard it, I just turned my TV up a little bit louder.
You stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for you at all.
When it was cruising, the Smokey Robinson one. Oh yeah, I'm just turning the TV up loud. I'll just hold it. I'm gonna just hold it until the morning because I'm not leaving out my room. Yeah.
This nigga says Smokey Robinson was an indication it was going down.
Yes.
You
stupid.
Yes.
It's playing that thing one day real loud, and I just was like, what the hell? I came out my room, and I could not unsee it. Couldn't unsee it. Nope. I couldn't.
Oh, shit. You ain't fucking Smokey Robinson since, did you? Fuck Motown.
No, I listened to Motown. However, that song, come on, I'm skipping it.
Oh,
I'm going to just skip
shit.
Right over that
can't
one.
No fucking Smokey Robinson. Oh, shit, that's funny. Nigga says Smokey.
Yeah, it was only that one song, Cruising. You know, I was like, nope.
It was
I came out
in
my
house, too. In my house, it was smoking. It wasn't Smokey. It was Smokey.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, shit. That's what they was doing in the fucking Bethea household. I'm done with you. Yeah, but I know about that. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Shit. That shit is terrifying.
Yeah. Like, what
that
is
shit.
Happening? Like, part of me was like, I want you to get off my mama. The other part of me was like, I don't even know what's going on. I don't know what to do. And then I made the mistake because the next day, my grandmother came over to visit. So me and my grandmother was talking, and I made the mistake of telling. But I'm a kid, so I don't know what's going on. So here I go telling my grandmother that my dad was holding my mama down on the couch. So now it's a whole big thing because now my grandmama is calling people to the house because she thinks that my dad was in there beating on my mama But I didn't understand what actually was really going on in the living room.
I'm done with your ass. You've been a snitch a long fucking time. I see that about you.
I was
been
little.
A snitch a long fucking
time. I didn't know any better. And I didn't know it was going to turn into this whole big thing. So, like, my grandmother calling people, so now people showing up at the house. So now my dad's side of the family is at the house. It's this whole big thing. And I was just like, I don't understand why he was holding her down on the couch. And they was like, wait, what? I was like, yeah. And they was playing the song real loud. Yeah. So ever since then,
so
like
you know
I said.
In the court, they say ignorance is no defense of law. You know how they say that in court?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing in the streets, nigga. You ain't know. I know you ain't know. I don't give a fuck if you ain't know. You still snitched on your mother and your father.
I did.
To your grandmother.
I yeah, I did.
Snitching on the womb you came out of. You cannot be trusted, young lady.
Thing is, I never came back out of my room when I heard that song. And number two, I never did it again.
Okay, so you're one
and
time.
Then like when I got and then when I got old enough to understand, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I take your word for it. I'm just letting you know from now on I'm looking for this snitching gene in you. I'm just looking for it. Don't let me find no signs of the snitch gene in you. You already let it be known that it happened once against old girl.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
You know, indication of snitch.
Okay.
Have to cut your
you're right. You're right.
Did you snitch on your son?
Did I do what?
Did you snitch on your son?
I didn't snitch on my son.
You laughing. You did. You laughing. You did snitch on
him. What you talking about?
Don't fucking play silly now. You no, what you talking about, Willis? What the fuck? I ain't Mr. Drummond. Nigga, you did.
How did I snitch on my son?
You hear the fucking cheeks expanded on your face right now. You smiling so hard, nigga. I smoke too much. I don't remember. But you did. You know you did because you laughing.
No, I think you're being
Look,
hilarious.
Get your composure. Never... Nigga took a three count to get a composure.
Shut up, Lauren. Shut up. No, I didn't.
Oh, shit, nigga took a three count, got a composure. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I don't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It was something. It was something. You snitched on him. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
I didn't.
I'm going to remember that shit. You got. Let me find out you got that snitch gene in you. Run, tell that, nigga.
No, I don't. I was a little girl then. I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't know.
I mean, for a
but
snitch, you sure are honest, though. I give it to you. You're an honest person, but you a snitch. Usually snitches is liars. But you ain't a liar. You're an honest person. But you a snitch. I can't get past that.
I'm not a snitch.
All right, we're going to move on. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to move past this.
We're going to move on.
Because if we stay on this any longer, I'm going to start doing the investigation. So we're going to move past
this. You can do an investigation all you want. I'm not a snitch. I made a mistake when I was little.
Asian man in the hotel that you snitched on.
No,
didn't
I didn't snitch on
him. Didn't you tell a story about the Asian man in the hotel?
I didn't snitch on him. What happened was that he was trying to put his little shrimp sushi someplace it didn't need to be, and I kindly told him about himself. I didn't snitch.
You ain't report him?
No, I didn't have to. I didn't have to. And it, listen, nobody told him to come to the door with his little shrimp roll out, and he ordered a room service.
Right.
I don't know where he thought he was. Maybe he thought he was in wherever he was from, and that's what they do. But over here in America, we don't do that, sir. We don't do that. And you put your little shrimp roll away.
Okay, I got another sidebar for you. Ready for the sidebar?
Yes.
And once I ask the question, the only out I'll give you is if you want to, I'll answer the question first.
Okay.
Okay? But you got to answer the question.
Okay.
Question is, realistically, seeing how he looked, I don't even know how this man looked, but you remember how he looks.
Mm-hmm.
What is the lowest amount that you would have took to get on some pussy?
The lowest amount?
Yes.
I would have took to give him some. $2,000.
Mm-hmm. $2,000?
Yes.
All right. Because I'm saying to myself, I'm like, if I see an old Asian lady, and she comes to the door, you know what I'm saying, with her shit open, and she... I think... I hate to be a fucking whore. But she might have got me for a G.
That thing was a waste of time, honey. No, you're gonna have to pay me. If I gotta do this, you're gonna have to pay me.
Depending on what the establishment I'm in. Know what I'm saying? And the kind of thing, the vibe I'm getting for this person, I'm going to go for some paper. You know what I'm saying? Like, shorty, you go give me something, little ching chong mama, some dumb hoe.
Some dumb hoe. Okay. Right.
That's her name. Miss Ho. Some hoe. Little name dumb.
Okay. Now, Ron, I want you to tread lightly because, you know, this is all, you're not, that might be considered racist now because, you know, people are now being racist towards the Asian people. So I just want you to be mindful of calling this lady.
Young Dumb Ho. That's her name.
Okay.
Listen, man.
Okay,
Ron. All I know is this.
All I know is this. Okay,
I love my people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I ride for melanated people that are righteous. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I don't fuck with niggas. I don't fuck with Asians. I don't fuck with Caucasians. I don't fuck with his panics, her panics, them panics. I don't fuck with none of them except for people who are righteous. Other than that, I make fun of everybody. Everybody. I ain't racist. I'm stupidest. I don't fuck with stupid.
Okay. All right.
That's what
makes
I am.
Sense
I'm stupidest.
I follow. I got you.
You fuck with me on that?
Okay. I see where you're going.
You're stupidest too?
I'm
saying we could start a fucking, like, I don't know if it's the tea party, but, like, the tree party. We're going to start the tree party?
Okay. Okay,
man. You fucking with me? We're going to start the tree party.
You know what? I just might, because some days, I just might.
Because we stupidest. We are, you know what I'm saying, judge
and prejudice against those people who are stupid.
This is true. This is very much true.
And why shouldn't we be? They've been fucking up shit all throughout history. Always stupid
every,
people.
Every chance
shit.
They get. Every chance they get.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I got
every
something
chance.
Here, son. I got something here. You riding with me?
Yeah, we can do that. Because every chance they get, it'd be like, what are you, what, why? And it seems like now they just, it's even worse now because I feel like everybody been home. So they really haven't been, like, they've been on social media and watching TV. They ain't picked up a book and I don't know how long. And it's just, it's even worse now. It's even worse now.
It's the stupidest pandemic.
Yes. And they really out here, and it's really like, what are you doing? Like, why would you, what? It's been, yeah. I get them mostly, I mostly get them when I'm at my job at the supermarket. Like, wow, you're really, okay. I hate people asking me where stuff is, and it's like, it would be, it's obvious, like, why would you think that would be over here, though? Like, why would you be in the frozen department asking me where the produce is? Like, you didn't see that fucking shelf with all the tomatoes and shit on it when you came in the store? It's literally right there. You ain't see that? Okay.
All right, let me ask you a question. Have you ever lived in a big apartment building?
Yeah.
All right. Now, depending on how big the apartment building is, they have either a main electrical and telephone room in the basement.
Yes.
Or they have sometimes it's so big they need one on every floor or every other floor. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I'm in this building, and the way that this is set up, there's one on every other floor.
Okay.
So I'm on the third floor, but the issue that I was dealing with was actually on the fourth floor. Excuse me, was on the second floor, right? So the basement took care of the basement in the first floor, the second floor took care of the second floor and third floor, some shit like that. I don't know. But whatever floor I was on, it was for the floor underneath. Anyway. So I'm inside there and I'm doing my little job or whatever, whoop de whoop, and somebody walks past.
Okay.
And I seen them when they walk by, but I ain't know that this is your building. You know what I'm saying? You live here. I'm open, or maybe you're a visitor, but you just want. Then they walk back past. And when they walked back slow to, like, peep in the door where I was at to see what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they looked at me, my eyes is, like, locked on there. So they make eye contact and lock eyes with me, and then they turn their head away. But then when they get to the edge of the door, you know, the little creak of the door right there, you could try to look through the – I see them stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 2 minutes goes by. They come back by. Yeah, so what are you doing there, pal? You got to be fucking kidding me. Hey, so what are you doing here, pal? What are you fucking, pal? So I turned around. How you doing? And just turned back around and kept doing my job. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You working on something? You got to be fucking kidding me. Yo,
no,
why do people questions? No, I'm taking the fucking building's blood pressure. Like, nigga, what kind of fucking stupid questions are you asking me? Are you working on something?
Nah, I'm just here. I'm just here.
Just here. So, but I don't want to do that because all he got to do then is calling the company, is blah, 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 come back on me. So now I have to say the nicest thing to this man to get him to leave me the fuck alone and feel stupid at the same time. It's like, yo,
people just ask the stupidest fucking questions and of no bearing one way or the other. You ain't the customer that I'm here for because they on the floor underneath me. I'm not fucking with your shit. You probably ain't got no shit. But, you know, anyway, I digress. That shit was on my fucking mind all week. You fuck with me. Looking over me.
Yeah.
All over your shit. All in the videos. All in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
No, I got one for you. So my arena job, we started letting fans in April 2nd. And then the governor, at first it was 1,500. Then the governor upped the capacity. So now it's 3,800, right? So the arena can hold 20,000 people. So they have a no bag policy. They started this last season, like the beginning of the season, which was, I want to say, September 2020.
Okay.
You can't bring bags in. You can bring medical bags. You can bring diaper bags. That's it. No bags, no purses, no backpacks that look like purses, none of that, right? So there's an announcement that goes off randomly that tells you all of this. When you get emails with your tickets and everything else, it tells you about the bag policy. So this lady comes up to me with this ginormous-ass Louis Vuitton purse. I says to this woman, ma'am, they are not going to let you in with that purse. Your best bet is to put that purse in the car, or you can rent a locker outside the arena. She says to me, I can't come inside with the purse. I said, no, you cannot. Right after I said this, that announcement goes off. So, there's no bag policy, this, this, that, and a third. And, you know, unless it's a diaper bag or a medical bag, you know, no bag, bags are prohibited. She looks at me. I look at her. I know she heard the announcement because we're standing right under the speaker. So she goes, So she says to me, I can't bring this inside. I said, you know what? I said, you know what? Go ahead and try it.
Go right ahead.
Matter of fact, here's what you do. I said, that security, I said, those security guards down there are me. I said, go right here, and they're going to be able to assist you. I sent her to the meanest security guard we got there. When I tell you this thing is mean, this woman is so fucking mean. I seen sis put somebody out of that damn arena because the littlest, pettiest thing. When I tell you she is mean, she is mean.
You want to know what the littlest, pettiest thing is? You, nigga. You is petty. Why would you send that fucking lady to the meanest spot?
So here you go, right?
Wait. And then you stood there and you watched the whole shit go down.
I sure the fuck did. I went in because I was outside, right? So I was like, okay, let me go inside to make sure all the signs are correct inside. I'm patrolling inside. So now she's like, so she's going back and forth with her, like, I don't understand why I can't bring my purse in, blah, 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 blah. This is that and the third. So now I see, like, the lady with the purse is raising her voice. I said, oh, this is about to get real interesting.
Oh, shit.
Mind you, the game didn't even start yet. Game ain't even start yet. They still doing warm-ups on the ice, right? So she starts talking and just talking. So needless to say, her and her boyfriend didn't even get a chance to get into the game. They escorted them right off the perimeter.
Whoa.
When I told you that security guard is mean as shit.
That's petty.
And I said, And she told her, like, you can't bring your bag in here. Like, you can't bring it in here. Why are you going to argue? And the boyfriend was mad because, you know, trying to get tickets to a game now is like fucking pulling teeth. Yo, he was so mad.
So you know what? I got to be honest. Even though I called it petty, it's funny as all hell. I ain't going to lie. And by the rules and technicalities, you kind of snitched on her too. You kind of snitched on her too. I mean, technically, you're telling on somebody. And you told her she couldn't. And then, this is where the technicality comes in. You rescinded that she couldn't and said, you know what? You sure can. Go ahead and go to that person right there.
They going to help you. And they helped her.
Helped you right the fuck out.
That's exactly what happened. I knew that was going to happen when she started getting loud with that lady. I was like,
oh, shit.
There we
Your
go.
Man going to be mad. He just lost his money.
Oh, yeah. Because you already, I mean, they didn't get inside to scan the ticket. So technically, he could still get a refund. But it's going to take a while. Like, it's going to take a minute.
You see old girl?
It's going to take a long time. Because you got to go through Ticketmaster, so it's going to take a while.
You heard me, Taylor?
Huh?
You see old girl?
Uh-huh.
Kitty.
Yep, I see you. Right. I got her. Hey, girl, hey. Hey, old girl. Old girl. My name is not old girl.
Old girl.
Oh, you see old girl. No. I don't see old girl. What's up, y'all?
You stupid.
How y'all doing? Good. We're here. Hello.
Yo, Imaj.
But
I need you right now.
Okay.
You know Taylor better than I do.
Okay.
She has admitted to snitching on her mother already. All right? And her daddy.
Snitching on her mother-in-law?
No, mama and daddy.
My mom and my dad.
She already admitted to snitching on her mom and daddy. Now, what I want you to answer is, has she ever snitched? Do you have any evidence of her snitching?
No, I don't think so.
No,
let me think. Give me a second.
Think about that right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because you're trying to see if she got that snitch gene in her.
No, let
you
me bring
you
up
really
to speed.
Tell you that. That goes
so let me bring you up to speed because we were just talking, and I said Ron had asked, did we see the Isley Brothers and the Earth, Wind, and Fire, the verses?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, you know, music that our parents used to play. And I told them that one time when I was little, my mom and my dad was playing the Smokey Robinson version of Cruisin'. And I remember being little, and I didn't know what was going on in the living room. So I went in the living room because I'm like, that music is so loud. And I didn't realize that was my parents' alone time on the couch.
Mm.
So...
Mm.
What happened?
Okay.
So what wound up happening the next day, my grandmother came over and I told my grandma what happened. But me being little, I didn't quite word it properly. I wasn't like, hey, you know, they was on the couch having adult time. I was like, yeah, my daddy was holding my mommy down on the couch in the living room, and they was playing music real loud. So my grandmother wound up calling other family members,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a whole big thing at my house. So that's why Ron said,
"Is that snitching?"
Okay. That's not considered snitching.
I don't think that's snitching. I think that's more of an inquisitive child asking their grandma what was going on. Because I'm not sure what was going on, but they was in there doing something last night, and I wasn't sure.
Okay, hold on. I got something for you. where were y'all at when you were saying this to your grandmother?
I was in the kitchen.
Did your grandmother live with you?
No, she had came over for a visit.
Okay. I know my mother used to say, what happened in this fucking house, stay in this house. And if somebody come, don't you tell nobody shit about what's going on in this house when they ain't here. You had a black mother, right?
He told on accident, though. He told on accident.
I got that talk after. So I wasn't privy to that. I didn't know about that until after. Until after I got my ass beat. Then I was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
she had to learn the lesson.
I didn't know about
she
it then.
She didn't know. It just takes one
time. I didn't know
it.
Said,
I heard that after. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. You ain't know that going into this niche. Okay, I got you.
No, I didn't know that. Had I known that at the time, I just would have kept my mouth shut because I thought, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know no better. Like, me and my grandma sitting in the kitchen, and she just giving me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we sitting there talking. First, we was playing cards, and then we was eating ginger snaps. And next thing I know, I was telling her everything. And next thing I know, there's a whole situation at my house.
That's funny. That's too funny. I ain't never did that.
I thought we was bonding, but apparently my grandmama was setting me up to get my ass beat.
My sister used to tell stuff like, on accident like that, though. She didn't know, like, she would tell my grandmother stuff. But my grandmother was kind of like manipulative because she would be like, Nana's sad because nobody's going to get me nothing for my birthday. Like, she would use that, you know, reverse psychology shit on my little sister. And she'd be like, yeah, Nana, that's not true. You don't have to be sad. Mama bought you this and auntie bought you this. And so Nana would know everything that she got for her birthday or Christmas or whatever.
I'm done.
Because she would bait my little fucking... five-year-old sister into telling her.
See what I'm saying? I think it was them ginger snaps. Cause she like I was like, why are we sitting in the kitchen eating ginger snaps?
It was
She brought.
But I'm a whole, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm little, so I'm like, my mama said I couldn't have them, but my grandma said I could, so I'm gonna sit here with grandma.
And that's my mama's mama. You know, you pull that card, you be like, so that's my mom. So if my mama can tell me what to do, then her mama can tell her what to do. So if my grandmama say I can have X, Y, and Z, I can have X, Y, and Z, and it don't matter what my mama say, because my grandmother said.
Okay, listen, she gave me the whole box. She took two out the thing, and she gave me the whole box, and we were sitting at the table.
She was setting you up to tell everybody.
Yep, exactly.
She was,
nigga,
she
take
was
two
you
and give you the whole box, nigga.
Auntie
that's the spin. They spinning you.
She was gonna set you up to tell Auntie that Auntie be coming over with Uncle Jack. You know what I mean? Or Uncle Jack.
That's exactly what happened.
And he shouldn't be coming over with Aunt Sue. And then you see, but you know. I seen Uncle Jack yesterday. He was over there at Aunt Sue's house. Why is he over here, his sister-in-law house? And you tell him.
Wait,
you
hold on,
better,
hold
right?
on. Upon further inspection, it sounds like somebody else got the snitch gene in them too.
No, I don't. No, I'm
as
just
look,
saying.
Listen.
No, that's how.
As I look further deeper into this.
I'm telling y'all, that's how it would be. Like they be manipulating us, you know, as kids and stuff.
I never had that problem. I promise you,
no,
everything I like in my life,
weaknesses.
I never had that problem.
You know, like my great grandmother. She know I love butterscotches. Oh my god,
but butterscotch be so good though.
And ginger snaps.
You talking about the Werther ones? The Werther ones are delicious.
You might be too young. Ron, do you remember in the store where they used to sell all
Fuck
the
you.
Brock candy where you can buy it by the pound and you used to be able to put it in a little bag? in the store, in the grocery store.
You asking me for?
Because you my age. Stop playing.
Of course I remember that shit. It was the favorite place for me on a Wednesday afternoon after school.
You can take, like, you can take candy. Like, you literally will walk by. It's open. You just put your hand there, grab your piece of candy, and keep on walking. and everybody does it, so you think it's okay for you to do. You know what I mean? That's the
right.
kind of candy my great grandmother had. That's the kind of candy she had. She would always give me the ones I liked, and I just so happen to be very fond of the butterscotches.
No, my grandmama used to get me on Sunday mornings at church. I used to love sitting by my grandmama. My grandmother had the strawberry candy. You know the strawberry candy with the strawberry wrapper?
Yes, that candy. Yes, that's the best candy ever.
And then the butterscotch candy, not the Werther's, but the one in the yellow, the little yellow wrapper.
Yes, it's Brock. That's the one I'm talking about. It tastes like butter.
Oh,
like butter.
I thought you was talking about the Werther's. Yeah, no, my grandmama used to give me those.
I'm talking about the original orange wrapper butterscotches, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Listen here.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. And I used to sit next to Hunter.
Y'all going down here.
Y'all niggas sound like fucking cavities. That's what y'all niggas sound like right now. Motherfucking cavities.
All of them. So, okay. So what did y'all vent about?
All right, hold on.
Oh, yes.
Fuck what we vented about. Fuck what we vented about. I got something I got to vent about right now. Can I have a second, lady?
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead. I need to get some stuff off my chest. Hurry.
This little fucking, all right, so I go pick up my youngest this morning. I didn't see her for her birthday.
Because
her mother was out of Tree of Bags. It's the first time I get to see her after her birthday. I'm bringing her home. Boom, here go her gifts. You know what I'm saying? Got a gift for her, boom. She said she went Elsa. She's fucking with Frozen, so she likes Elsa. All right, so she got her little dollhouse. She got her little kitchen shit she wanted. You know what I'm saying? She got some outfits and some clothes. Here comes some Elsa dolls. Oh, I got that other Elsa dollhouse. Wait, where's the other Elsa dollhouse at? Where's that little? I know I had the Elsa dollhouse. Yo, my daughter's on. Yo, you seen Molly's Elsa dollhouse? Nah. Fuck, this house ain't so big. You got to be somewhere up in this motherfucker. Looking for the Elsa dollhouse. Then I say to myself, wait a minute. My daughter be watching the little nappy head, little heifers from next door. I wonder if one of them little nappy headed heifers got the motherfucking sticky fingers and got my daughter. So here I go. I go knock on the door. Door was open, pushed, turned it, walked in. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, the girl sleeping? All right. You seen a little, you know what I'm saying, Frozen Elsa toy or some shit? The bitch looked, she said, it's purple? Yeah, where's that? Probably back there in their room. They sleeping, you said? Yeah, all right. I go back there in their room. I look on the floor. The shit's right fucking there. Pieces of the fucking Elsa and all the fucking little pieces to the house is everywhere spread around the room. I'm like, what the fuck is going on these little fucking houses? Then you get crumbs inside of it. How the fuck do you got crumbs in my baby's toy, you little fucking thief, you? Gotta feed you. My daughter taught you alphabet. I taught you how to count to 20 and you fucking steal from me, you little fuck dirtbag. How fucking dare you? So what, you 5 and 3? I don't care how fucking young y'all are. Don't be fucking stealing from me. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
They can't come back. Period.
Ever.
No.
Ever. And if they say something else.
Little bastard. No.
Mm-mm. Nah, we got to fight after that. We fighting.
Nigga, it was in the box, closed.
Ain't never been opened. The baby ain't even been played with yet.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't come back.
Yeah. They can't
come
back. Yeah.
I might as well just get a shit to them.
No. 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 But here's what you do. You take it and you hold the bitch down and that's
and
it.
Break it.
No, you just hold it
break
down
it
and make sure
and
it's
give
nice
it to them
clean.
Broken. I'm going to break it and give it to them broken and keep the biggest piece so they can't even put it back together.
And you call me petty. And you called me petty. And you called me petty.
Okay.
All right.
You're right. My bad. I believe the children are the future.
Nah, them niggas need their ass beat.
Period.
You have no idea.
I had a
all
list. All right,
so go ahead. Oh, she got a list. This nigga.
I had a list. Wait a minute. So I had a list of things that irritated the crap out of me this week. I don't even know where to start on my list. Because it's Friday, and people have been stupid since Saturday. So, yeah. My days have been long. Y'all see what time I'm getting done with work, right? Midnight. This is some bullshit. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, I have issues with humans who clearly don't read, don't watch the news, don't, they rely solely. And me and Ron had this conversation earlier, and he explained some things to me, and I get it. But if you solely rely on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for your news, and it's not from a news outlet, you just happen to see a meme that says some shit, and you ain't going to research some shit, then you can't talk to me about nothing. I believe that you probably failed a lot of shit in school because you didn't read your book and you didn't do no research.
I believe that you probably failed a lot of shit.
Like you didn't have no references when you wrote your paper. You know, I feel like
how the fuck you gonna say some shit like that? Like, oh no, I can look at you and tell you're a subpar student. The fuck is wrong with you, you failure? Like, yo, how you?
That's exactly what you said.
Oh shit!
And I promise you, you cannot have a conversation with me about anything that is not about opinion. It's more about facts. Where you had to sit down, read some shit, and be like, "This is what I found." And here is where I found it. You know what I'm saying? If you can't have it, if you can't do any of that, because honestly, we are sad about seeing DMX go, but y'all put him there early. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then when I ask, what's crazy is this. So, this is how I know you Negroes don't read. So I said, somebody said, oh, well, DMX passed away. I said, where'd you see that at? I saw it on Twitter. That's all you saw with it? You didn't see nothing else? Yeah, that's all I saw with it. So you mean to tell me, you didn't say to yourself, self, let me go and look at CNN, TMZ, NBC News, Nightly News or some shit. None of that. You just
anything.
None of that.
Anything. You ain't look at none of
it.
None of
they
that.
Ain't even look at CNN's Twitter page.
Listen,
You didn't even Google Yahoo News.
Okay. So then when somebody else asks you, they say, yeah, I just saw it on Twitter. I don't know. See, listen.
This is why you don't know, because you don't read. One. Two, you don't research, and you failed everything in life. I'm trying to figure out how you have the job that you have now, because you are stupid. Damn. And that's how I feel about you. That's one. Two, I am sick of these people, and this can be at any job. I'm tired of the type of people who go to people's jobs and try to tell them how to do their goddamn job that they do every goddamn day, and acting like they do the job. Let me tell you something. If you don't get back in that goddamn seat and sit your ass down, I'm going to push you down.
I'm done.
So,
I'm done.
Because y'all know I am on a small plane. They tell you at the gate, you can't have your bag on our plane. You're going to have to red tag them suckers and put them under the plane. I had about 5 white bitches. Yeah, I said it. Together. Try to tell me my bag is going to fit. Ma'am, I am on this plane 8, sometimes 12 hours a fucking day. I know what fits on my plane. That bag is not going to fit. Yes, it will. Okay. No, it's not. Take it back. Either you stay here with your bag, I don't care. But you're not getting on my plane with that bag. Period. So then she pops off in her mouth. I say, you can say that to my face if you like to, because I don't have time for that. Please understand that this is my plane and you are just a visitor here. I'm on here for the rest of the day. I'm going to go home at the end of the night. You're going to still be sitting here trying to figure out how you're going to get there. Playing with me. That's
that. All right. Hold on. No, we're not letting that pass right quick. Now, what you not go do is you not go say, period, like a city woman. Nigga ain't even a girl no more. This nigga was like, listen, bitch, I'm going to talk to you like a grown-ass woman. I don't know how the fuck you getting back to Cincinnati. But you better start fucking walking. You better start. It's that way, bitch. It's that way. Walk in that direction. Because that bag is not fucking coming on here. And I hope you got fucking wheels so you can drag. No, you got fucking problems.
I don't know what it's been. I don't know what it is about bags this week. I don't know. See, it's her job, my job. For whatever reason, people in their bags. I don't know.
And so here's my other thing. Like, okay, so, and I was fine today. You know, it was a windy day. It was some storms passing through. So that's fine, okay? Today may have been the only day that I've been scared at my job because the plane was bouncing around too much. So we're coming from Columbia, South Carolina, and I have 26, count this, 26 military personnel on my plane.
Oh, yeah, it was a government conspiracy. They were trying to kill all y'all at one time.
So, listen.
Vaughn, shut up.
First of all.
Shut up, Vaughn.
I'm saying one of them motherfuckers, know what I'm saying? Bribe Colin Powell or some shit, or Donald Rumsfeld or some shit, and they was going to get all of them.
Listen.
Their bags
are so fucking heavy, okay? Always heavy. They have heavy bags on their back and carrying heavy bags in their hand. Just always heavy. So you have 26 of these bitches in the back of the plane. Then you have to worry about my other passengers who have their bags in the plane. So I'm doing my job. I'm doing my count. I'm going through, and I have to give the exit stuff, bro. They're breathing, because if something happens, you three motherfuckers is going to be the ones that's going to help me get these people off this plane. You 1, 2, and 3. So I'll go back there and I say, you know, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing today? And one of them doesn't even look up at me. And I'm thinking, I'm like, does he not? Okay, let me preface this to say this about the person that I am. If I am having a conversation with you and I'm having to tell you something important, I need you to look me directly in my eye so I can understand, so I can know that you freaking understand what I'm saying to you. Okay, I'm not, and I do that so that I can make eye contact with people because that's just how I am. So this sucker never looks up at me. So I wave my hand in his face. Just look, hey, look, I'm right here. Look at my hand. Look up. Thank you. And I said, are you paying attention? He says, yes. I said, well, I need you to look at me because I need to tell you what's going on. I know what's going on. Oh, wait a minute. This is my plane.
Oh, you do now.
About you being those out there. Okay. I said, so I say, as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, you are sitting in your exit row. Please review your safety information card in the seat pocket. In the event of an emergency, are you willing and able to assist other passengers out of this exit? I will need a verbal yes or no. The girl beside him says yes. I look at him. He shakes his head. I said, verbal yes or no. I don't understand shaking of the head.
Not in this situation. Not in this situation, sir. We dealing with people's lives. Like, okay.
And so the other man, he says, yes. I said, thank you. Please make sure that you keep your windows down during taxi takeoff in London. And he rolls his eyes at me. Keep in mind, he ain't even sitting in the fucking window seat. But you rolled your eyes at me. I said, as a brief reminder, this is my plane. I don't care about your military personnel. This is my plane. Once that door closes, your safety and your comfort is based upon me. Do we have a problem here today? Okay, thank you. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy your flight. We're not doing this. I don't give a damn who you are. You sat your ass into this plane. You're going to have to follow these rules and regulations, or you're going to have to get out. And then you would try to figure out between you and your commander how you getting to Seattle today, because you're not getting there on this plane. I think people don't understand. Like, yo, when we are trying to tell you something, we're not saying this because we feel like today is the day that we need to say it. We say it every single time somebody gets on that plane because your safety and your well-being are our top priorities. If you don't want to sit in the exit seat, guess what you do? You let me, at the beginning of the whole situation, I tell you, if you are unwilling or do not meet the exit seat requirements, please let me know, and I will find you a different seat. Okay. It's not hard to ask me for a different seat. I'm like, oh, y'all want to sit here? I will find somebody willing and able to do so. And guess what? You ain't got that seat no more. I'm just sick of fucking retarded-ass people. Now that we are now back to flying more people and planes are filling up, the fucktards are starting to come out into the world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They've been
earlier.
Out.
So Imaj, me and Taylor, we're starting a new political entity, and it's not the Tea Party, but it's the Tree Party. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting the Tree Party, and you know how some people are Republican, Democrat, and some people are racist. We're stupidest, all right?
Oh, Lord.
So we're against everybody who's fucking stupid.
Going?
All fucking stupid people go on the left side of the room. Everybody else, come on the right side of the room, be part of the Tree Party.
Exactly.
There you go, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You down with us?
I don't know. I need more explanation at this point.
You need more you're the fucking reason why this country's going to hell. See, you're the reason why black people can't have shit. You know what I'm saying? I just laid it out to you. We against stupid. No. When the fuck are you on the same side as stupid? No. What more explanation do you need to be against stupid? When are you on the same side as stupid?
Never stupid.
Never. I want to know when you're in the same side as stupid.
Never. You already know I don't side with stupid because I feel like people are failures because they don't just do certain shit.
So
they don't read. They don't research.
What more time do you need?
I am on the side. I'm on it.
Are you riding with us, yes or no?
I am driving the car. I get motion
Thank
sickness.
You.
I can't just ride around. I got to drive.
Yeah, how's she going to take over our shit, Taylor?
Listen. I'm not about to argue with her. That's fine.
I gotta think about it. I might be on the side of stupid, depending on what tax policies they got.
Not tax policies. What kind of dues you gotta pay?
Where my money going to? I need to see exactly where my money is going with these people.
And then I tell you where my vote's going.
No.
You are too much.
I know. I mean, I just been over people this week. I just been wanting to just, you know what, get off my plane. Yeah. And then somebody got left. Somebody got left on his last flight. And then he tried to go off on the gate agent. So they have to call your name 4 times. If you don't answer, they can give your seat away. This fool was sitting in the terminal with his headphones on and did not respond to this is part of the stupid committee. Okay, yeah. He did not respond to his name being called. So when he looked up and saw that the flight was closed, he tried to get on the flight. She said, I'm sorry, the flight is already closed. She said, I called your name 4 times. So he's like, I want to speak to your supervisor. She'll be glad to speak to you. She knows that I called your name 4 times. She was standing right over there the whole entire time. Jeremy called your name. You can go to customer service, try to get rebooked. This is the last flight going out tonight. You won't be rebooked until tomorrow morning. He's like, well, what's your name? I want your badge number. She's like, I don't have to give you that. Because we don't have to. Just like any other job.
But I got so many questions. If you in the airport and you know this your only way home.
There you go. Speak, sister.
This your only way home. I'm not, first of all, I'm not going any further than a step away from where I need to be when you call my name. Second of all, I'm not going to have, if I have my headphones in, I got one earbud in, like I do now.
Amen.
Like I can hear with the other one.
Preach.
Exactly.
And I'll take it a step further. If this my only way home and this the last flight, oh, no, I'm about to stay here with you.
No more flight.
I'm about to stay here with you. I'm about to stand here and talk to you till you call my name. I'm going to stand right here. Yep.
Can we talk?
Yeah, we're going to talk about everything.
My flight leave.
Uh-huh. That's what we're going to do. So there's no confusion. I need to be on this flight. I'm going home. I'm going to be right here until you call
my name.
I'm going
to be right here. Be right here.
Right here.
Right here. Yeah. She said she sat there and she watched him. He was sitting. We were going out of, I want to say, 12, and he was sitting in 11 with his headphones on. She sat there and she watched him. It's not my job to walk over to you and figure out who you are and ask you if this is your flight. That's not my job. It's not my job. That's not her job. It's not anybody's job. It's your job to get your ass on this plane so you can go home.
The only time you are fully plugged up is if your assistant is not plugged up. But if you ain't got no assistant, nigga, you ain't got no children, no wife, no husband.
fuck? You there by yourself?
And you
did you plug up and be, you know what I'm saying, turned off to the world? You deserve to be
no.
for 2 days.
No. No. Okay. Now you're about to be stuck at the airport like Tom Hanks in the terminal until the next flight. No, no, sir. Nope. Not me. Nope. I'm going to be right here. You said I got to wait till you call my name. I got to wait till you call my name. All right. Well,
no,
I'm going to be right here.
Here's the thing. He wasn't even a standby passenger. He was a confirmed ticket holding passenger. That means all you really had to do was work for your group number, and you were to be on the plane. They didn't even have to call your name at first. She called your name because you never showed up for your group number. And we had a standby passenger who was trying to get home. Well, guess who got home and who didn't?
Mm.
See,
the standby, because the confirmed got dropped.
That's one of my biggest fears. Being stranded at a damn airport. No, ma'am. No, I'm gonna be right here. I don't understand how people they waiting for their flight. They gotta go over here and do this and do that. They gotta look at stuff. They gotta go get that. No, I'm right here. I am right here because I need to get. First of all, I'm getting on this plane, and I'm going wherever I need to go. And that's that. I'm getting on this plane. I don't care. I gotta stand in this line. I gotta stand right here. And you say the flight leaves what time? And it's what time now? I stand right here. I'm cool with it. I've done sales jobs.
How about
I've
this?
Done retail.
How about
I,
this?
I can stay here. That's fine.
My name is William Dumbfuckery. I'm on this flight right here. I'm gonna be right there. If anything happens, that's my name, William Dumbfuckery. Just that's me. How about that? How hard
I'm
is that?
Here.
So now she knows your
present
name.
And accounted for.
I'm here.
Present and
I mean,
accounted
you know,
for.
You go sit
Don't
at the
leave
next
me.
Gate and then plug your headphones in and think somebody will come over there and pull your coattail. It's not going to happen, son. It's not going to happen.
That's not our job. That's not what we do.
Mm-mm.
So yeah. So, she, that lady got home, and then what's so funny, I was walking back, checking on, you know, just checking on people and seeing that everything. I said, the gate agent told me what happened. She said, yep, I wasn't about to make it on this flight. I said, I know. I said, worked out in your favor, didn't it? She was like, yeah, sure did. I said, would you like to go for a drink or something? You don't treat people no, you don't walk up and treat people no kind of way because you stupid. You don't do that.
No.
So, the person who needed to go home the most got home today.
There you go.
We'll get to go home tomorrow because the
so
next flight coming in.
So you telling me that it was God's plan to keep that motherfucker in the airport and have that lady go home?
Maybe if he would have probably been nicer to somebody, probably in his earlier in his day. See, the way karma works, sometimes karma is quick. Karma is quick.
Okay, it hits you. Life come at you fast. Come at you real quick.
You might want to figure out what happened in my day that this karma came back on me so quick that now I'm sitting in Charlotte Douglas Airport and ain't got no way home. It'll come at you quick now. Face.
I wonder if him and that lady with the big ass bag is going back together.
Hmm. They probably, man, she was mad, but that boyfriend was mad as fuck. He was like, you know how long it took me to get these fucking tickets? I'm like, well, sir, you don't have a bag. I mean, you could go in, but.
I don't know what's wrong with these people. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Yo, who do you think will be more upset? If you take your woman to the one game you was going to go to all year and then she get you kicked out before you could get in, or you go to make
get your flight and you miss your flight. Who's more mad?
To be honest, I think getting home, I'd be mad as shit if I couldn't get home. No. Mm-mm.
So y'all know I've been in that situation before. Before I started working for the airline, when me and a significant other had gone to Cabo, and when we got back, we had to come back through TSA because we had to go through customs first. Well, TSA was being some asshole, and so they made us miss our flight back home. So that particular, he was like, you're going to have to handle this. I was like, oh, I can take care of it. Ain't no problem. So what are you going to do, gate agent? Well, no, you're hemming and hawing. So what I need for you to do is find us a hotel and put us up for a night because we're going to get on the next plane in the morning. What time is the next plane in the morning? 11:30. We'll be here. Will you also take care of our cab fare as well? Yes, you will. Okay, thank you.
How about that?
Then I had to call Shamor and ask her, can you come and take us to Walmart? Because our bags are on their way back to North Carolina. Yes.
Mm.
And we need some undergarments and toothbrushes.
We need some underwear. And yet we need stuff to make it through the night. I still got my $2 panties that say,
You stupid.
Run for the board or something funny. It say something funny on the butt. I think I'm up $2
pennies. Those ain't period pennies. Those is like exclamation point pennies.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, not exclamation point.
Exclamation point pennies.
They got words on the back of them that say they lead you somewhere.
Wait, that's better than question mark pennies.
It's a statement. It leads you somewhere to these panties.
I don't want to never wear question mark panties.
Who has question mark panties? If you could see my face right now, who got question mark panties?
Oh, shit. I don't know, but you got period panties, nigga.
Is it C38 who got question mark panties?
You stupid, Taylor.
You know what? We're going to wrap this up. Yes, you told me about C38.
Thank you, dumbest fuck. It's her children, it's the fucking teeth.
So, wait a minute, I got one more thing. Because I'm scrolling through the Instagram and stuff. I need for y'all people in the world to be better friends to your friends. Because there is one particular girl, she's always out in the streets. She's always going out. That's fine. We like to go out and sit, right? But, ma'am, you don't never have on no bra and you don't never have on no girdle. You sitting around here looking like a busted can of biscuits.
Pillsbury.
All of them.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that.
Tag. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you and your friends letting you. Because somebody taking the picture, it ain't no selfie. It's the whole body picture. So somebody took that shit. Your friends ain't shit for real.
And then it's not like nobody told you. It's not like, you know, nobody had a conversation with you.
Okay, so we understand that I am now a G-cup, right? We understand this. Her titties mm-hmm. bigger than mine. Her titties are bigger than mine.
You need all the support you can get, ma'am.
Oh.
You better hoist them suckers up. That's what you need to do.
Listen.
How many motherfuckers you know get child support for their titties? That shit don't make no sense. That shit's too big.
That's huge.
Yeah. If you're bigger than me, if first of all, it's only because my titties is full. I don't know what they full of. Ain't no milk, no nothing, but they just full.
Sure, you're right.
Ain't got no milk in that titties. I ain't got no mini milk. So I be having to tell the babies who want to love on me, I don't have no mini milk. I don't have none of that. But, you know what? I'm going to screenshot the picture. How about this? I'm going to screenshot the picture so y'all can see what the fuck I'm talking about. Because I can't give you no visual without you understanding where the fuck I'm coming from. Okay? There she is.
Right? I want to see.
I'm going to send it to y'all. I'm going to send it to you in the group chat. I want y'all to see this shit.
Sure.
I'm going to send it to you. Give me a second. I don't be caring. I don't care. They be out here looking like a busted can, a doggo, Pillsbury dog boy, dog girl. This one's from Easter Sunday. It's looking like Easter
looking
mess.
Looking like Vienna sausages on the plate.
And be like, I'm fine. Who lied? Who told you this story?
I mean, if you're going to come out with stuff hanging out, at least kind of be shaped up like a crescent roll. At least there's some curvature and contouring to that.
No.
Bitch, did you just say a crescent roll? Did you just say a fucking crescent roll? All right, you know what? It's talk.
I can't see them. Listen, I'm trying to be boom, boom, pow. That's me. Oh. So, did y'all see what the summer is going to be called?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, let me go look.
I told y'all titties was bigger than mine.
Them shit's longer than the Green Mile, Lord.
And don't never have on no bra. Never. She came in my store one day, and she was like, hey, girl, I didn't know you worked here. I said, yeah, this is my part-time. She had a whole work clothes and still didn't have on no bra. Now, I need to understand who your employer is, because that is against the dress code.
That's against all the company policies, every last one of them.
So I'm just sick of her. I'm just sick and tired. And every time I put the reminder up for a girdle, it's for her. It's for her, because she needs one. She needs a bra and a girdle. I'm sick of her. Yes. How your titties sagging and dragging. And you young at that. You're young.
She young.
You got enough time left in your life.
She ain't young. That's somebody great grandmama. She old in the face.
She younger
than
me. She ain't 40.
You sure?
I'm gonna be 40.
She look 50. You're right. She ain't 40. She look 50.
I was about to say
52. She ain't that. She in her 30s.
Oh, Lord.
She in her 30s. This is how I feel about stuff.
She
look
like she eligible
look
for the COVID vaccine.
You stupid. I look
you
at
know
like
what?
That.
Okay.
Anytime
not the
I can look at you. Y'all say,
I'm sorry,
if
y'all.
I can look at you
let me mute my phone.
Like,
I'm chewing.
Look, it's a, you
the
know
COVID
what?
Vaccine.
You look older than me. And I've been seeing this a lot lately with younger people. I don't know if y'all been rolled hard and put up wet. I don't know what the truth is going on with you. Wait a minute.
If they done what now?
Been rolled hard and been put up wet. You ain't never heard that saying.
Okay, on that note, we are going to wrap this show up because that right there is something special. That is, we are getting out of here. We appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. We might be back next week, same time, same place, same shenanigans.
The takeaway from this conversation is don't get rolled hard and hung up wet.
Not early in life, because maybe that means that you will look old in the face. Before your time.
Lord have mercy. You people continue to be safe and wear your mask and wash your hands and all that good stuff. And hopefully we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
I gotta
good night.
Good night, y'all.